Hi guys, it's Jo Giffers here. Welcome to this episode of the Human Connection Experience. Today I'm in conversation with a super lovely human, a fantastic guy called Jamie Greenberg. Now Jamie, he describes himself as an imaginologist and he works with people to really help them see their own uniqueness. He says, "My story is simple. At a young age, I was diagnosed with a devastating allergy to working at jobs that I hated. It was a blessing in disguise because it inspired me to complete own and leverage my style of creativity and my burning desire to become financially free on my own terms. And here I am, after years of running a successful entertainment agency, helping my family grow and sell a multi-million dollar toy company, and now launching, emerging, and scaling experts, coaches, and entrepreneurs. People hire me for the same reason why a writer hires an editor for their books or a musician hires a producer for their music. My gift is to see what you don't see. I see the gems, your gifts, behind the obstacles that may be holding you back. Then I laser in and pinpoint that uniqueness, that one-of-a-kindness that sets you apart from anyone else. I help you see what you don't see." So Jamie is such an amazing guy to talk to. In this chat, we go through all sorts of conversations, from what it means to really capitalize on your uniqueness, how to discover through creative thinking your unique ideas, and then how Jamie works with his clients to help them really market that in a framework and a methodology that helps them get to financial freedom. So I know you'll love this interview. Look forward to hearing what you guys think, and make sure that you check out Jamie on all his social media. The links are in the show notes. Okay, off we go. Hello and welcome to the Human Connection Experience podcast. It's Jo Gifford, your host, and I'm really happy to introduce my dear guest. I'm laughing, guys, because I just started introducing Jamie and I hadn't pressed record because it's that kind of day. It's that kind of moment in time. So I was asking my dear friend Jamie Greenberg to introduce himself and he just started. Would you like to go again, Jamie?
Yes, I'm going to introduce myself. First of all, I am an incredible human being.
You are. We were just saying that, weren't we?
You asked me about incredible human beingness, which has to do with incredible human connection, because if you want incredible human connection, you have to step into the incredible being of being human.
Oh my goodness. Now, that's a mic drop moment straight out of the gates. You've got right. that. To step right. into incredible human beingness, you've got to step into human connection.
Yes, an incredible human connection, you know, because it's the thing that this whole universe thrives on, is being in that co-creation space with somebody where you're taking thought beyond what it was. That's where all the personal evolution takes place, Joe.
Yes. Right? It really does. So Jamie, tell us what you're up to in the world. I mean, what you're up to in the world is being an incredible human being. You also describe yourself as an imaginologist.
Yes, I am an imaginologist because I love the imagination, because that's where all the good stuff takes place, you see. And in that universal mind where we all tap into is where I'm fascinated on how to extrapolate all those beginning, middles, and ends of somebody's creative intelligence and be able to frame them to show somebody how freaking brilliant they are, because we are all involved in our individualism. And we have to recognize the God spark that is who we are, you know. And when we know that space, we stop copying what everyone else is doing, because we are so confident that it will come. Because when you step into that space, you open up the vortex to your intuition, your inclination, your inspiration. And now you're able to start pulling it down and capturing it. And that's the key. We want to be able to capture the essence of who we are and start documenting it.
Yes.
Becoming publishers of our own mind.
And I just want to dial us back to what you said at the beginning. It's like we need to stop, you know, that's when we can stop imitating and copying, because I've spoken about this a lot too, Jamie. And I think, like you, I see people's brilliance and help them to lift it up and to pull it out in a different way, you know, in a very different way to how you do. And when we don't really own who we are, yes, we're always on a journey. Yes, we're always improving, learning, expanding. But when we don't own who we are, that's when we're looking around and seeing what someone else is doing, isn't it? We're like, oh, that's quite good, quite like how they've written that or how they're showing up like that. I've done this as well, where you kind of try on someone's brand.
There's nothing wrong with the market research that one has to do to investigate a market and understand what other people are doing in the market. It's just that we have to learn how to separate the creative process from the how process, because there is a marriage that has to take place after you give yourself permission to have that creative process and investigate who you are and document it all and figure out exactly how you want to be in this world. And then you got to go and do a little market research. You got to say, well, are there other people in this space who are doing what I want to do? I've already figured out my unique perspective. I already have my revelations here. I already have my epiphanies. Now, how do I make the marriage? How do I do the tweaks so I can have more than a hobby and I can turn this into a business? So I think because when people are trying to do both at the same time, they have their foot on the gas and the brake at the same time, and you're not going anywhere because there's so much challenging of what you're coming up with that you never have the full thrust and space that you need to cultivate those ideas.
Yeah, there's so much in that. And I'm just enjoying like the resonance of those words, because we need that space, don't we, to explore, to expand, to sit in the void, maybe, of thinking that you're never going to have an idea again.
Yes.
That maybe you aren't unique and this is all terrible. And then things drop in because you've allowed the space. And then once you've got that unique perspective, go, okay, here's who I am. Let's go and see what's going on. Articulate better how I stand out, what, you know, be able to language what makes me different and to connect in different ways. Whereas if we do it the other way, that's where we get stunted, right? That's where like, okay, they're doing that. Oh, overwhelm. Let's start back right from your brilliance. So what are you doing right now with your clients? You know, what sort of stuff are you working on?
Well, this is a story. You know, I was the title of the program that I work with my clients is called Capitalize on Your Uniqueness. And what I found is that uniqueness is a very broad term. And again, I'm fascinated by the uniqueness of every individual on this planet. And I'm moving into more of capitalize on your calling.
Oh.
Capitalize on your thought leader, higher calling. Because when we decide to have our little trip here on planet Earth, when we decide to make that contract for incarnation, for a new planet Earth workshop experience, we are coming in with certain things that we want to do and accomplish and take back with us when we go home. So I think it's more of a responsibility, the ability to respond to that higher calling. It's almost an obligation to who we are, to accomplish what we set up, but we get distracted when we get here, and we forget to read the instructions.
Did we come with instructions, Damien? I don't remember.
Planet Earth instructions. I said, you know,
because please issue that manual for us.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I've been elevating my work to people who really want to step into the rationale behind what they do, the inspiration behind the painting. The revelations and perspectives that they've gained being in the industry that they've been in or being in the life that they've been in. So they can then begin to organize those revelations into a branded signature program, a program that they can go out and share that thought leadership. And I found a new term for thought leadership, because thought leadership kind of gets bantered around and it has different labels. It's like the word marketing has turned into. So I'm calling them new thought pioneers.
Oh, nice. Yes.
New thought, because the new thought movement, which happened in the mid 1800s with Thoreau and just a whole bunch of great people during that time, were people who were involved in framing their revelations, their connection. And you get these revelations when you start learning how to become more relaxed, more allowing, and more, again, intimate with your older, wiser, broader self.
I think that the key word in new thought is thought. You know, whenever I see the term thought leadership being bandied around as it has been, I'm like, well, who's doing the new thinking here? Are you actually thinking? Are you?
That's good. That's good.
Because often it's, you know, there's a lot of people who think you can slap the term, thought leadership on your bio. you haven't come up with anything new because you haven't allowed yourself the space or given yourself the permission. And so I think that to create new stuff, to step into areas of being able to inspire, to be innovative, you connect yourself. So you know yourself as well as you can. You have rituals to connect to yourself. And by rituals, I don't mean some weird thing, literally, like a candle and a journal.
That's a good ritual. Yeah. That's absolutely what
creating a habit, right? And then you connect to others from that place. And that connection is as you wish it to be, you know, with your audience, with your people, with your humans. And I love also that you talk about, you know, creating human connection through video, Jamie, in a really just a relaxed way. Let's talk about that.
Well, I saw this new place that I'm stepping into. If someone has something innovative that they really want to get out there and they're feeling the passionate conviction, you know, propelling them into this new space, it's important. It's two-pronged, really. It's really simple. It's one, downloading that creative intelligence, being alertly vigilant to collecting those beginning, middles, and ends, putting them in an idea management system, and then being able to codify them into a knowledge-based platform blueprint. So, this is the heart of what is what has been up there. Now I can see it in front of my eyes. Now, the other part is just, you want to get out there, you have to be able to be comfortable speaking about what you do. And usually that comes because, God, I just want to tell people about what this is. It's so good. I got it now. And that emotion is the thing that needs to propel the ideas. And one of the main platforms that we have here in this internet world is video, is being able to communicate through video. So in my work, I immediately have people begin to do emotionally charged writings, as I say. They're cathartic letters to yourself about something that irritates the hell out of you, something that needs change, something that you see will be disruptive in the industry because you have a new idea on how to do it. And then on the other end of the spectrum, we're dealing with, you know, your real passionate conviction, your vision, your dream, you know, that you are setting in motion so the universe can grab onto something and begin that manifestation. So I have a thing I created, an emotional palette.
Oh.
An emotional palette.
Yeah.
Right? Because we have to learn how to become interesting enough for people to listen to us so stuff lands on people so they want to do something with it. So they feel like, I got to see this guy again. There's something about him. And, you know, it's sort of an intangible that when you hear something that just turns you on, you want to share something. You know, I remember the first time I tasted Häagen-Dazs ice cream. It was the first premium, like, ice cream with no crap in it, no nothing.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, my God. What is this stuff? It was the first time my tongue had an orgasm. It was like remarkable.
Yeah.
And I told 10 people, you know, I was like, oh my God, this is great. So I want the people who work with me to have that same effect on their audience. I want them to go, oh my God, this person is extraordinary. The content is good. It's organized. It's teachable. And they always come on with some kind of incredible revelation. I can always feel them evolving to another place. And they always button it up with like a little bit of a lesson I can take away.
Oh.
So that's what we're doing, like immediately when I start working with people. I want them to have their phone handy. So if they decide they want to dive into freezing cold weather one day, right? And explain that experience to someone, they just take the phone. Oh my God, that was the most invigorating, my head is so clear. Now, you guys got to try this, period. Just 30 seconds to capture the feeling, you know? And now you're starting to realize how exciting life really is because you're watching life, how it unfolds for you and how your business unfolds, how you want it to unfold. And now you're getting information that's going to start igniting other people.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? You don't want to be from the head up. You got to be working from the heart, which is about 10,000 times more intelligent than your freaking brain.
Heart connection is just huge, isn't it? And in fact, even from, you know, creating human connection in content, I'm doing it in the hideous air quote hand things, guys. I always make sure that I connect to my heart before I speak or do anything, because the energy you put out into the world, that matters. You know, somebody's going to receive that, someone's going to resonate with you. And you can tell if you've come from a place of, I'm just trying to explain something and then just go. It's like a very different vibe to, yes, I'm connected, I'm so excited about what I'm saying, I just want to share this with you. That is the stuff that you can't template that. I can't give you a blueprint for a social media post that has heart connection. And I love when we fully embody who we are. And, you know, as you know, right now, like embodying sort of who I am is very much about cold water swimming and putting myself in that cold water, Jamie. Like to have fun, have that childlike play moment, embody who I am, feel alive, bring that into your work. Because in this age now, people are so used to us showing up as we are, and especially in the work of change makers, who you're working, yes, with, who I'm working with, people who are here in this skin suit, in this earth right now to do stuff. And all of us and our clients love what they're doing, because, you know, we'd all do it for free, right? Because we love it so,
yes,
much.
Yes.
But hey, guess what? You can package this stuff up and you can create wealth, mm-hmm, because it's needed. There's a service here as well.
But you said two things that were really brilliant. One, you do have to take that time, mm-hmm, to set your tone and do a little breathing, because once you start to breathe from your diaphragm, you're starting to resonate through the whole body. And that moment of settling into who, just into yourself before you start speaking about something, can change the whole texture of what you're communicating. And two, oh, what else did you say that was cool?
That's a good, oh, brilliant.
The heart. Our hearts are pulsating the energy that comes from the source of life itself. I mean, this is remarkable. I mean, you know, you have to plug in a toaster. You never have to plug in your heart. You wake up every day. It's like a turnkey operation. So how much more of an example do we need to know that from the time that we are born, this magic thing keeps us alive every day? We don't have to pretty much worry about it. I mean, we have to eat pretty good and exercise a little bit, you know, give it a little sun, a little water. But basically, it's pretty remarkable. It keeps going. You know? And so you have to understand, we are tethered, you know, to an energy that you can call whatever you want. Source energy, you can call it God, you can call it universal mind, whatever it is, it is. And it's in every tree and every spider web. So when you start to understand, don't take this for granted, and have reverence,
yeah, you know,
true reverence for every moment that we are here. I know what you said. These people that we work with who have these ideas and this passion are the light workers that need to be out there in, you know, to contend and be in this spiritual battle that we need to be a part of. We can't be on the sidelines.
No, it's exactly that. And so many, like millions more people are waking up right now. And they were waking up last year, the way the world is changing. We've been in this huge wake-up call for a long time. And it was like last year, it was like the whistle went off, wasn't it, for the light workers? It was like, all right, guys, time now. Come on, step up. And I'm sure like you know, just over the last couple of years, like the soul family have all arrived, like, as, yep, you, everyone arrives, and amazing people arrive in your life, and you realize you're all sort of co-creating in some way. Everyone's got their own message, their own stuff. So yes, I talk about content, but it's not, I'm talking about getting your message out there and creating, mm-hmm, human, mm-hmm, connection and creating change. And you're talking about what in marketing terms would be, what's your USP? But it's not, it's what's your divine soul here to do on this earth, and how can we make that have the greatest impact that we can?
Yeah, it's, you know,
it's so incredible, so needed. So your story is interesting as well, Jamie. So your story includes being in the entertainment industry and a toy manufacturing business. Is this right? Tell me about that.
Yes. Well, I the first thing I did to earn my living was, I was a performing artist.
Are you?
Yes, I did a combination of mime, life-size body puppets, new vaudeville.
Wow. Yeah.
In fact, Joe, I have created a new kind of show. I call it a show-in-ar.
Wow.
Based on the work that I'm doing. And one of the things that I have a little bit in the show that helps people is a new technique on how to get rid of the fear, doubt, and confusion and the recycled stories that are just kind of running around the brain. It's a little piece of mental floss. a little piece of mental floss, right? That you pull out of the mental floss container. You just cut it off a little bit, right? Take it out.
For reference, guys, Jamie's miming this. It's brilliant.
And you push it through, right? And then you can just kind of feel it. Sometimes it buries, right? And you, once you get it here, right? You just, oh.
Oh, brilliant. That feeling of clearing out all the self-talk. Yes. How different is that, though, from doing a slide presentation on a webinar, Jamie? Like, seeing you do that is just brilliant.
Yeah, and you can just see, you know, once you get it out, you can see all the recycled stories right in front of you right there, and you just throw them away, you know?
This is such a great example of using all the stuff we bring to this part of our lives in how we do our business, right? So your moments are so brilliant, and you bring all your wealth of experience from everything you've done in life so far to what you do.
Well, Joe, another example is a lot of times when I'm working with people, for them to really start to understand how to tap into that creative intelligence, you know, and bathe in their imagination, I had to come up with a little device for people who have a little bit of hard time imagining it, you know, because they're very, you know, left side of the brain, and they need to start opening up and engaging in that place. So I invented a little thing called an imagination antenna. And they love this because it really helps get all the endorphins going and everything. So, see.
Guys, I'm going to have to screen grab this to put it in my show notes. Jamie and his imagination antenna. Do you know, that doesn't look unlike the headgear that I wear for my morning raves and stuff.
Really?
I do have headgear that's quite similar. And now I'm going to reframe it as imagination antenna. That is amazing.
And so you activate it like this because, you know, you want to start to, you know, jolt, you know, some of the activity there. And it starts pulling down from the universe like this. See?
As for an audio, guys, Jamie has a brilliant, like a foil curl up into a spiral, like a slinky, and it's currently bouncing up and down his head. That is brilliant. And that's where the ideas come from, right?
And I send them to my clients, you know, and I tell them before they get on, you know, because you see, they start to laugh, they start to think, they start to get loose, and they start to have fun. And, you know, now they feel like a little bit of a child again. And now they say, I want to have more fun. Some people don't even know how to feel fun. They're just bathing in misery all the time and hurting their brain and trying to figure it out.
Yeah, fun is so important. I've been talking about this quite a lot recently for, you know, even though in the UK right now we're on lockdown number 3 and it's been a tough year and all of that stuff, like I'm still out like 2 or 3 times a week, jumping into cold water, cold lakes, like wearing my super brightly coloured like swimsuit, you know, laughing, chuckling like a child, looking up at the trees and marvelling at the drops falling on the water, getting out, wearing a onesie. I'm quite often in my onesie all day when I talk to clients because I'm still warming up. But everyone's like, this is great. I'm like, it's because I'm in my childlike joy. It's because I just find those little pockets.
Yes.
Whether it's that, whether it's doing, you know, disco yoga or it's, you know, whatever it is, bring it into your life because we are allowed to have fun still, right, Jamie? Even as grown up.
It's like Abraham says, our only objective here is really to be joyful.
Isn't it?
You know, if you can be joyful, then your vibration is in a place that's going to attract other joyful things.
And what would your words be for people right now who are maybe in a vibration that's a lot lower than that, who are trying to find their way, as you know, as my audience know, you guys know, you know, you and Ali, you know that, you know, I lost my dad last year, lost family members. Although, so just for context, guys, Jamie's wonderful wife, Ali, is a coach and she does work from sucky to soulful. And we had a chat last week and she reminded me that changing one word is a really powerful practice. Yes. So I don't say I lost family members. I say I had a great change in my family structure last year. So people might be vibrating at a lower level. How can we bring it up?
That's a very profound exercise. And it is, because vibration is a sensitive thing, but it's not fragile.
Okay.
So, and it exists in the ethers in a different place because we can feel it. We have to feel vibration. And it's a conduit from our emotions. You know, that's how we feel. And that's what the universe really responds to. So if you're aware about how you're feeling and you understand a little bit about this work on how to transition into a better thought, that you can, on purpose, change that vibration just by doing that little exercise, because the thought is what the universe is responding to. The thought is really not the thought. The emotion that's behind the thought is what the universe is responding to. So if you can slightly modulate that a little bit, even like Abraham said, just climb the emotional ladder a little bit. Even if you can't get to the top, get to the next rung, you know, to make yourself feel better. Find the next positive little thought. But that exercise of changing one word in a sentence can really change the vibration underneath the way you're perceiving a situation, how you're talking about a situation, because that's what we have to be careful of. I say, always ask yourself in the morning if the thoughts you're thinking and the words you're speaking and the emotions you're feeling and the actions you're taking are life diminishing or life enhancing. Are they depleting your energy or are they raising your vibration? Are they postponing or propelling your manifestation? I wake up every morning and I just say, because we're all vulnerable to this throughout the day, throughout our lives, and we have to be our own teachers in that. That's how we work in this work.
It is. It really is. I think it's so important. And I think while we are seeing great changes in the world at the moment, it's a great opportunity to experience emotions to experience full range emotions, right? Mm-hmm. Which means that we're also experiencing immense joy in incredible mm-hmm. magic in many moments. There's a lot of opportunity, honoring the times when we don't, going, that's part of being human. I get it. Yeah. And I'm also seeing that there's so many people now, you know, life is essentially unboxed, right? All the walls have come down.
Yes.
We're like, okay, what am I doing? What's happening? You know, this is a chance to step into your unique gifts, to really seek your unique, to really do that inquiry into who you are. And just maybe there'll be some magic that comes from that to share with the world.
Just to piggyback on what you just said a little bit, is that we are good enough just the way we are. You know, we are.
Yeah.
Like God is and I am. You know, I am. So I didn't have anything to really do with creating the essential birthing of my soul. Someone had to do that. I don't know how it happened. I don't understand. You know, I don't know if anybody really understands that, but I'm here.
You are here doing incredible things.
Incarnated, but I'm here also without the container.
Yeah.
So we're working in this duality all the time, and it's time that screws up being in the present, in the now, because we're always trying to get to someplace. You know, we're always trying to move someplace, and that starts to create resistance, and that's what prevents us from being in just, again, another, because I'm a big Abraham fan, you know, you never get it wrong, you never get it done. So there's no rush.
That's such a great one, isn't it?
When we die, we're not taking a bunch of money with us. We only take the evolution that we came here to evolve into. That's all.
Yeah. And that evolution is the beauty, isn't it? Becoming the person, like the next version of ourselves, experiencing that growth.
Yes, the next
encouraging version. People to change while we go and do it. Rediscovering your unique and what you are here to bring to the world, relearning that is just such a joyous process.
Yeah.
So, nice. Jamie, where can our lovely listeners find you? Obviously, we'll have all the links in the show notes.
I think, my website, which is going to go under a new little revamping, but right now it's www.iseekunique.com. And on that site, there's if you want to get started in your transformation and start to pull all those ideas into a knowledge-based platform, I call it a signature system, there is a beautiful template that you can sign up for and download and take your first shot at it. And then we can always get on a call and go over it and have a nice co-creation session. It's just pure co-creation and strategy. And if you want to work with me, we'll see if we're a match and we can go from there.
Guys, I can't recommend highly enough that you check out Jamie and his amazing work, and just connect with Jamie on social and all the platforms, because this really is a wonderful, wonderful human in front of me. Thank you for coming to talk to me today, Jamie. So nice to talk to you.
A pleasure, Joe.